So that's the last track for me. Bit of Hot Chip, ready for the floor. Taking over the decks, the ones and twos for the next hour. Be Mr. Darren D, Mr. Stu Bryan. Giving their individual take on what house music has to offer. Stay tuned.
Open up with
nights after, receiving some good news about tomorrow night's plans. We're cracking on with the show. Currently listening to Stu in the Mix. You are tuned in to the Punch Drunk Birthday Radio Show. 3 years of radio we're celebrating this evening. Keep your shout-outs coming in on 81400. That's 81400. Start your text message with Express. Be all good to go.
I need to feel my music each and every day.
It's the music. together in perfect harmony. Love a fellow man with deep melodies. Reach across this nation, bend a helping hand. Music is salvation to help us understand. The vibe is our souls, children of the night. Music is our gateway to help us see the light. Music is the answer, it's the only way. I need to feel my music each and every day. It's the music. 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 Oh,
So we got some more shout outs coming in. Big shout out to me old mates Milky and Darren. Love from Grinner. Come on, Stu and Darren D. Loving the tracks tonight. Smash it for Indigo. That's Mike from Haven't. Hope you're enjoying the show so far this evening. Like I say, it's the Punch Drunk's birthday. Or Punch Drunk Radio's birthday, should I say. 3 years live on the air. Got about another 25 minutes left from these guys. Doing a little bit of an interview, find out what they're up to. What their plans are for 2011. And then I'll be taking you a quick trip down memory lane of how the radio show started and how we got to this point. And then for the last hour, 11 till 12, will be one of my co-hosts, Gab, the 24-hour DJ, slamming out a nice techno mix for you for the last hour. That will conclude the birthday celebrations. Don't forget, the birthday has actually been run over 4 weeks. A very special show next week. Details to follow. And of course, our competition this week. Get that text number ready. It's 81400. That's 81400. Start your text message with Express. I'll read out the competition question probably about the next 15 minutes. First person text in with correct answer will win two Access All Area tickets to the radio show. Come see how it's, come see the show in action next week. Keep your ears peeled, even if your eyes are shut. You're locked in to 93.7 Express FM, radio for change. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. the challenge time, I have felt as though people who said that they did not care anything about politics or were not interested in it were making a political statement in and of itself. The new poetry that evolved in our society concerned the fact that folks wanted to use both words that people could understand, as well as talk about ideas,
just give it up.
Here we go. We've got the guests all lined up on the microphones right now. We've got Stu and Darren. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing? Look, right, Stu, you've got to... There we go.
You know me.
Well, we're just...
All right.
Speak into the microphone. You're live.
Hi.
On air.
Hi, my name's Stu.
He's on his phone.
I'm pleased to be here.
So, guys, really enjoyed the mix this evening. Got good feedback over on the text, etc.
You're welcome.
So,
you're welcome indeed. Oh, yes, you're very welcome.
We're going to start off with you, Darren. What have you been up to recently? I understand there's some sort of DJ competition you've been involved in. So let us know what you've been up to recently, what your plans are for 2011 and Christmas and New Year.
Well, yeah, no, basically it's literally been the Let's Get Digital DJ competition, which was sort of took over my life for a little bit. And really, it was really good, though. Loads of great DJs all sort of come together. People coming from Southampton and Bournemouth. Got through my heats, through the quarters, through the semis, into the finals. Obviously, alongside Josh Dunleavy, other Indigo resident as well. And we did an Indigo 1-2. Come second to Joshy boy.
1-2 for the boys.
I do pick them.
If I'm going to come second to anyone, I'm glad it was Josh. So, okay. It was a good result. It was cool.
That's, nice. That's good stuff. In fact, if we use that to move over to you, Stu, to investment into their DJ ability over the years.
I just fancy them, to be honest.
Oh, right, okay.
There's nothing more than that. No, they're good guys. They're nice guys. They're honest and they love their music. They're good DJs, and that's what it's all about, to be honest. I saw something in them a long time ago, and I just think that was rather fitting. They got first and second place, so I'm chuffed. I was made up, you know what I mean? But yeah, no, it's good. It all looks good for Indigo, really, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
But no, fair play to them. No, they worked hard. Both of them worked hard, and like I say, they're into their music, which is what it's all about, you know? A lot of people are into it for the wrong reasons, trying to look cool. These guys are DJs, they want to be DJs, fair dues to them, mate. You know, they've done well, they've done themselves proud.
It's good, that's true. There is too many scene stars out there that want to be a DJ.
The old looking at me sort of thing, it don't really wash with us, you know. Like, if you're in it and you feel it, then that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's all about the music at the end of the day, that's what it's got to be about.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. So back to you, Darren. What's your plans for 2011? You got any gigs lined up for New Year's Eve or anything like that at all?
Nothing for New Year's Eve, man. I mean, this is always a good time of year to sort of look back at everything you've done in the year.
A good reflection time.
Yeah, and reflect and also sort of look forward to the next year, really, and hopefully it'll be a good one. I mean, fingers crossed, more radio.
This is the thing, I took a bit of sabbatical from it with the Indigo thing, just promoting and like took time out to DJ, and in 2011 I want to push on with the night as well. Now I've got like these, like the boys, you know, Josh and Darren behind me it just frees up. It's a lot of pressure off of my back because I can rely on these guys. You know, if you come to an Indigo party, you know you're going to get a good night, good music, good DJs. And yeah, 2011, I think that's pretty much more about us, I think, as a whole, don't you?
I think so. It just for about Indigo.
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds good.
We've got a monthly again anyway, Dan. We're back
down
adrift. Well, that's where we started, really. And, like, you know, we kind of gone back there and it's picked up. I noticed Punch Funk are back there as well.
A few of the
old faces are back and the venue's picking up as a whole and the music's getting better. And I just think, as a collective with Portsmouth, you know, there's a lot of good DJs, there's a lot of good nights. And if everyone sings off the same sheet, there's no reason why it can't work, you know?
Yeah, that's very true. It's all about not necessarily collaborations, but everyone just talking to each other
rather than scratching backs, you know? And I think, yeah, I just think there's so much talent. Like, it's proved it. This DJ competition proved it, mate, that there's so much talent about. And everyone can work together and we can all fit in and
it can work, right? Rather than bitching, they begin scratching.
Exactly, yeah. You know that.
Well, next Friday as well, so
I'm plugging myself.
This is what the radio's for. When is the next event?
As I said, we're back at Drift now. We've got a monthly there. And as it goes, we're there
on Friday the 10th,
and it's our Christmas knees up. As a result of the boys doing well in the competition, it'll be myself, Josh and Darren just all night. And if there's any music you want us to play or any tunes that you thought were big over last year, just drop us a mail and we're playing, mate. It's just literally the thing behind Indigo, mate. It's supposed to be a party, and that's
what it comes to. Where can we find out about Indigo? I'll take it on Facebook.
Everything's
on Facebook.
Yay, old nosy book.
Yeah,
isn't it?
But
everyone's on Facebook. No, tap us up, mate. We're not unapproachable. I messaged myself. We've got a profile set up for Indigo House as a group page. Just go on Facebook, type in Indigo, and something will come up, you know?
Nice blue logo.
Well,
it's Indigo, actually. It's a cross between purple and blue, but we're.
excellent, good stuff.
I'll get smacked for that.
Yeah, you will, not.
Well, it's been great having you on the show, guys.
Cheers for having us.
Much fun. No worries. Thanks for listening, everyone, isn't it?
The mix went down really well.
By the way, Rainer, you're a bender. No offence to my gay friends, but you are.
Have you got any other shout-outs that are less offensive to...
Only to Gemma and all the wonderful children, my offspring.
Rachel. And,
Darren,
with her poorly back.
Yeah, and just anyone else who's took the time to listen in, thanks a lot, it's appreciated, you know. Without your support and all of that, we'd be nothing.
Well, sounds good.
True.
Sounds good, guys. So I suppose the next question is, when am I going to be playing Indigo?
I've never actually played
it in the game.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you took over from Chris when he could make it. No, that's not. Stop pulling my
hand. I love putting people on the spot.
On the subject of scratching backs.
Yeah.
It's all about the back scratching. All right.
Wicked, guys. Well, great speaking to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, cheers. And
we'll listen to you next time on the show. Call it. Keep it locked.
Cheers.
So, here comes the time. This is time for the news, the competition,
and everything else. Basically, we've got a few shout-outs coming up. First one is from Leanne. Big shout-out to Chris, Wade and Elliot. Chris wants to be a scene star. Giving him the old Pompey Massive this evening. Gav is, he's still listening online before he goes solo at Time Warp down in Amsterdam. Massive shout out to those guys. So, the Punch Home Radio Show, where did it start? Well, it was the summer of 2007. It's a little story time for you guys. Summer of 2007, we were in Ibiza. Express FM approached me and Chris about doing a Punch Hunk set from the Radio 1 Cafe Mambo studio. We did that. It went down an absolute storm. Later that year in November, we covered the Friday nights, which was JA's Friday night show. We did that a couple times in November, and we were asked to come do our own show. So, December the 4th, 2007, or roundabouts that first Saturday in that year, we took over our own show. It was called Last Orders, and it ran from 1 a.m. till 3 a.m. every Sunday morning. And I'll tell you what, that was hard work. We had some amazing guests though on the show. We had obviously all the ports of local talent. Stu was actually on there. Back in the days, back in the bunkers, we used to call it, in the old 93.7 Express FM radio studio. It was in this little hut type place that looked like a bunker. We obviously progressed with the show. We had some special guests over the years. We've had Fergie, Oliver Lang, Plump DJ Slam, all doing live sets on the show. We've had some pretty amazing times and some